Hello and welcome to this podcast for topic six of International Festival and Event Environment. And I hope you're all well. And this week means that we're halfway through the module once we're done. And I hope, therefore, that we're beginning to pick up a sense of the overall shape of the module and the way different elements of it fit together. Yes, these topics are distinct, but clearly, you know, there are links. That's what I'm trying to develop as we go along. So in the early weeks, we had the strategic look, and then we had a look at a comparative look, as it were. And between those two, we get some sense of structures and so on. And now we've started thinking more about society, you might say, and the social context in which our events and festivals take place. Last week, we were having a look at social capital and very briefly at civil society as well. And there we were thinking about ways of trying to understand the connections between us, as it were, between people within a society, within a community, in fact. Is there a difference between society and community? How might that present itself, etc., etc.? And we followed these up in the seminars with some general discussions where I got the impression that people were getting to grips with the ideas that we were playing around with, which was great. And also, to some extent, that people were finding that there were connections between other ways of conceiving of the world around us. We also looked a little bit at bonding and bridging forms of social capital. Now, why am I rehashing all of this? It's partly because here's one of those bits where two topics have connections. In topic six, we're looking at stakeholders, social network analysis, and there'll be some consideration of power as well. Now, as it happens, social network analysis is a theme that I like to pick up on when I'm doing my own research. Not that I do a huge amount, but when I do, it tends to be focused around different aspects, different applications, different understandings of social networks. And okay, I think that social media is an important part to play in this, but I'm thinking more broadly. I'm thinking about social networks in terms of, well, just networks between people. It could be based on friendship, could be based on having worked together or having been to the same events, those sorts of things. So what can we try and learn in terms of unpicking how and why we connect with each other and what this means in terms of the delivery and the development of festivals and events? Because, of course, that is what we are here to discuss. So I hope that over the course of the lecture, we will get an understanding of some of that social networky stuff, because it has links to social capital. I think, I'm not going to labour the point when we get there in the lectures, but I think there are opportunities for you to make connections if this is something you would like to pursue. Also, we're going to put networks in contrast with a more, what should we say, traditional, perhaps, way of thinking about connections, at least traditional in the sense of what we've got out there in the events management literature. And that's based around the idea of stakeholders, this idea that we can perhaps put people in boxes and we can say that is a box for the media, that's a box for the audience, and therefore that is what we're going to, that is our unit of analysis. So that's fine, and we can do a bit of a recap on what that might mean in terms of relationships between stakeholders. That's fine. But I want to take that a little bit further and look at how different people have added to this understanding. We'll go back to the Crowther et al. And have a look at what a chapter by Bostock has to say about a stakeholder-centric approach to strategic event creation. So we'll see what some of the ideas are there, and I'll do my best to represent them in the lecture. And then as we get towards the end of the lecture, after I've shown you some of the research that I've been doing by way of trying to explore some of the ideas, I want to just round off with some thoughts from Foley et al, because they have a thing or two to say about networks. you know, they're coming at it from the perspective, I think, that networks sound great. Networks are a way of delivering a good understanding of the relationships that are there. But, you know, what does that mean on a kind of day-to-day basis? You know, if you're not in the right networks, if you're not connected in the right way, what kind of an implication or what kind of an impact does that have? What is implied by all of that? So we'll have a look, see what they have to say. The seminars this week are based around the idea of connections, the idea of strategic event creation and delivery, and they're going to take a debate format. So that is the plan, to try, or at least the statement that we'll be debating is one that I have put together, hopefully in such a way that it draws on a whole wide variety of different themes and concepts, and that you can draw from a good mix of source material to help you piece together your arguments. And I'll be taking notes, and hopefully we'll explore lots of different ideas, and we'll take it from there. Now, is there anything else I wanted to say? No, I think 6 minutes is about enough. Hope you're all well. If you want to get in touch, if you've got coursework-related questions or anything like that, just let me know, and I will see you later today. Bye-bye.